afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
I really need to get a guest back here on the podcast, because otherwise you're just going to keep listening to me ramble about whatever comes to my mind week after week. Crazy that March Madness is upon us yet again. Another year, but a little bit more normal of a year, hopefully. I will say, glad to see that Michigan made it into the big dance. However, as large of a Michigan fan as I am, I was in a group chat with a couple of my state friends, Michigan state friends, and I couldn't agree more that Michigan should have been in the position that Indiana actually got put in, where Indiana has to play a play-in game to get into the field of 68, rather than just being granted a guaranteed spot in the field of 68. See, I think Michigan should have been in that spot, given that Indiana beat Michigan, coming back down by 17 and winning the game in the conference tournament. Indiana then went on to get one more win before losing in the quarterfinals. I believe that was the quarterfinals. Oh. Anyway, I digress. I'm excited, though, for yet another year of the tournament, essentially, is what it really comes down to. Speaking about Michigan, can you believe Tom Brady is back? Tom Brady has unretired after only 40 days in retirement. I've seen a couple different joke things that have come out about, you know, maybe he just got tired of being stuck at home with his family for 40 days, and he's like, I gotta get out of here. But he did release a statement saying, you know, my place is on the field. There's some unfinished business to do in the future. Yeah, I'm obviously going to retire at some point, but he is hoping to get yet another, just continue to add to his Super Bowl ring collection and get another ring before he officially retires. I did see, and you know, of course people were saying, how would you feel being the guy who just dropped $518,000 on what had been Tom Brady's final touchdown pass football just the day before? The guy drops just over $500,000 a day before Brady announces that he's coming back for yet another season. Kind of saw this coming. There had been speculation about, is he really done? But I'm excited to see Tom back on the field come this fall. I was on a drive recently, and some the drives, you know, walking around, those are the times that I feel like it's both good and bad when I get stuck in my own thoughts. And while I have my ups and downs, of course, as does anyone, I sent a text to myself with two ideas for the podcast, because I'm like, I need to at least send just this one little phrase to myself so I'll remember. And so I sent myself two phrases. And so before I get into this week's, I want to talk about, this is why we need a guest, so you don't have to listen to me. I said it 5 minutes ago, I'll say it again. So I do need to try and get some guests lined up for you. I do realize that is also on me, not just continuing to berate you to become a guest, but I do need to put forth the effort, and I recognize that, of trying to find guests and get them on the podcast. But next week, I think, depending if I have a guest or not, which at this rate, not. I want to talk about putting yourself out there. So I want to touch on that next week. But this week, I want to talk about how you always have the opportunity to start over. And I had thought to myself before I started recording this 5.5 minutes ago, I said to myself, do I even dare say what I want to say, which is this is probably going to be a shorter episode. Because anytime I say that, it's still longer, and it's longer in length. It's a longer episode than I actually anticipate it being. So I'm just going to throw out the couple notes I have written down, and whatever we hit is whatever we hit. I think it's going to be 15 minutes, but we'll see what happens. But I guess I've had this idea. You can always start over, and some of the stuff I say might sound cliche. It might sound repetitive, but I think just in terms of things that I've been through in my life, things that I know others have experienced in their own lives, it really comes down to you can always start over. Because everyone's going to have their own struggles. Everyone's going to have their own battles, whether you know about them or not. And that's the thing too, is that you don't need to know what someone's battle or what someone's struggle is to be able to be there and support them. You see, I think sometimes, and I'm guilty of this too, but I've been trying to be a lot more mindful of it. Sometimes we're so nosy, or we really need to know what's happening or what is that person going through particularly. And there is a difference to me in offering your support, offering your help, offering your assistance versus being nosy about it. And really it's on you to find what that line is. And it's also on that person on how much or how little they actually want to share. And so being able to respect that as well. But also recognizing that everyone experiences things differently. A good friend of mine, who I won't name on the podcast, but a good friend of mine, him and I have had conversations before about anxiety, for example. And how his anxiety and what he gets anxious about is very different than my anxiety and what I get anxious about. You see, I think it's important to recognize, though, that someone's struggles, someone's battle, whatever it may be, or whatever it may be that they're going through in that particular moment, think about it in terms of like a peak in a valley, right? Maybe that's the better way to think of it. Everyone's going to have those peaks, those really good things that happen. Hey, I got a new job. I'm in a new relationship. I just got married. I just got engaged. I just got a promotion at work. Hey, something that I've been praying for or really hoping for or trying to manifest has happened. It's those positive things. It's those good things. It's the things that we see on social media mostly. It's the things that people want to share. Those are the peaks. But then you have the valleys. And again, this is most of the time, the things that you don't see on social media. Unless someone's being very vulnerable, these are the things that you don't see or don't know about. These are the struggles that you don't hear about. These are the valleys, these are the things that people mask. When I talk about wearing a mask in my talks and everything, these are the things that people mask and hide behind a mask for. And everyone has their own reasons. But just remember that everyone's valleys have different durations. So think about, for example, like a hill, the bottom of a hill, when you're just on the road and you dip down and you dip back up versus like the Grand Canyon, right? two very different valleys, canyons, whatever term you want to use. And so really what I've been trying to get at in the past 2 or 3 minutes, and not just set myself up for, but the point I want to make is that these valleys, we'll just continue to go with that term, could last a day for someone, could last a week, could last a month, or it could be an undetermined amount of time, like some sort of season that they're going through. And sometimes it's as simple as saying, how can I support you? Maybe there's not an answer necessarily. Maybe they just need to talk. Maybe they need to process through a thing. Maybe they need your advice. Maybe they just want you to pray for them. Maybe they just want to know that you were thinking about them and that you were always there for them to call. And I've seen it a lot. And so I'm not just talking about one particular thing, but when I look at my life and at the life of others from what I've seen on social media, this could, again, really be about anything. And so I'm not trying to be cryptic, but I'm trying to say, I think that a lot of people can relate to this. A lot of people can relate to going through things, but also knowing that you can start over, that you can start from, turn over a new leaf, as they would say. You know, and we'll see if I can find it real quick because I didn't have it prepared, but there is a, an analogy. I don't know what term to use. Here it is. I actually had seen this at church. What was that? 4 years ago now. Here's another way to think of it. And this is like a little plant coming out of a tree stump. And the words say, a shoot is rising from the stump. A shoot is rising from the stump. You know, I've seen in different posts from different people and having conversations with people. Maybe it's a relationship that didn't work out. Or maybe it is a job that just felt like a dead end that you needed to leave. Maybe it was someone who needed a career change. I've seen some of my friends, some people that I know who have went back to school to get a new degree and start a new career. Whatever it may be, just know that you can always start over. There is no, and we've seen this before on social media, I'm sure you've seen this, there is no set plan. I think a lot of times when we were growing up, people were like, all right, I need to have kids by this time. I need to be married by this time. And I think we spend way too much time comparing ourselves to others and others' timelines. And I'm guilty of it too. I'm not saying I'm perfect either. But live your life the way you want. And not only live your life the way you want, but just know that each day, each moment is a new blessing from God. And maybe you don't believe in God. That's okay. Whatever higher power, whatever you may believe, just know that there is always a new chance to start over, a new chance to be yourself, a new chance to turn that leaf. All you need to do in the end, if you're trying to be better, to start over, to do something different, is say, today's a new day, and I have the power to change who I am. You know, we only get one life. And sometimes, as I get older, it's harder and harder for me to grasp that. In fact, sometimes I feel sick to my stomach thinking about the afterlife. You know, knowing that we're going to eternally live, or again, whatever it is that you may believe. But I believe that we have the opportunity at eternal life. And it's hard to think that after we have this life, we have another life. And that's just a very hard concept for me to grasp. And I even feel myself getting that pit in my stomach now, getting anxiety about it. Because I believe in it, it's just, it's so hard for me to grasp. But what I mean is that while we're here on earth, spend time with those that you love. Do the things that you want to do. See the things that you want to see. Be the person that you want to be. Because while others can have an influence on you, you are the one truly dictating who you are and how you want to be remembered. So just know, if times get tough, or if you have a tough decision to make, or you're not feeling fulfilled in life, or not feeling happy, that you and you alone have the power to change that, no matter what it may be. Because you can always start over. Love to you all, my friends. And I'll talk to you next week. Go Blue.